This episode is brought to you by Home Team Inspection Service. When you partner with Home Team, you're getting more than a home inspection. You're delivering the home team experience. With a team approach, fast turnarounds, and package options that include home inspection warranties, Home Team helps real estate pros stand out. Plus, many locations now offer pay at close, giving your clients flexibility when they need it most. Schedule your next inspection with confidence at hometeam.com.
So when you come from a place of education, it doesn't matter what you sell. You'll always be good at it because you come from a place of purpose and passion. Don't follow people. Follow the passion. Follow the purpose. What's the purpose? Whenever I followed a person, I've been led astray. But when I follow a purpose, I'm successful.
Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning into the Color of Money podcast. I'm excited for today's episode. We are calling this episode Future Proof Your Business. And I'm not going to tell you why. I'm going to let our guest tell you why. But I'd like to introduce our guest. Nicole Ambrose of Atlanta, an Atlanta-based realtor, is joining us today. Let me tell you how I met Nicole and why she is on here today. About a month ago now, maybe even not that long ago, a few weeks ago, some gentlemen, Trey Adams, Rich Spears, Rod, Charles Holloway, you may remember them from the episode called Collaboration Over Competition. They took that episode and they have been on the road with it. They did it at family reunion in Las Vegas, and then they went to Atlanta and took it on the road to Atlanta. Rod lives in Atlanta, and he knows some really top producing, special, amazing real estate agents. He put together an event there, and he had a panel, and I had the pleasure of facilitating and moderating this panel at the Collaboration Over Competition. And Nicole happened to be one of the top producing Atlanta agents on that. And so let me tell you a little bit about Nicole. I had to confirm, but Nicole confirms she has only been in the real estate industry for 7 years. I couldn't believe it because she sold over 500 homes already. And she's a two-time Icon Award winner at eXp. She was number 8 in the Atlanta marketplace in 2019, number 3 in 2020. And this year she coming for y'all. I'll just tell you this right now. She is in the top 1% of realtors nationwide. And if all of those things were not enough, Nicole has the sweetest spirit I've ever met of anybody in life. Just the sweetest lady. And I'm so excited to have her today. I asked her what she wanted to talk about. And she wanted to talk about a lot of things, multiple streams of income, how we can actually build our portfolios instead of always focusing on our clients. And then Uncle Emmerich, who is our co-host today, came through and said, you know what? We're going to call it Future Proofing Your Business. And so that's what today's episode is called. It's called Future Proofing Your Business with Uncle Emmerich Peace, our fabulous guest, Nicole Ambrose, and myself, Julia Lachey. Nicole, tell us about yourself.
First and foremost, I am just a lover of people. I love people. I love God. I'm a family person. People see me and they think that I'm an extrovert because I'm always lively and bubbly when I'm in public. But to be honest with you, I'm the most introverted extrovert that you'll ever meet. I just want to be at home on my couch reading a good book or traveling or doing something, you know, special with my family. But my mission in life has been to help when people create wealth. For the past 10 years before I got into real estate, I was helping people with wealth from a tax and credit perspective. And then once I moved over to real estate, my whole goal every day, I just wake up to figure out how I can help empower people specifically that look like me to build wealth through real estate. And I just enjoy it. I had a mentor once that told me if I did what I love, it would never feel like a minute of work. So every day I get a chance to get up and do what I love, help people.
I love that. So how did you get into it? You've only been doing this 7 years and you're obviously very successful at it. How did you get into real estate?
I had a successful tax practice on Old National and Gobby Road in Atlanta. And I had so many people who were coming in asking me for copies of their tax returns so they could purchase a home. And it took me back 20 years ago when I wanted to buy my first home. And when I did so, my dad had passed away, left me some money. And instead of going and buying shoes and bags or a car like I'm accustomed to doing, I went out and I bought a home. But if you compare the home that I bought to a car, it was a lemon. The HVAC went out within the first 6 months of me being in there. The roof started leaking. I'll never forget the day my daughter, who's grown with a son now, but she came in my room. She's really skinny at the time. She came in there with her little garbage can and she said, "Mommy, it's raining in my room." And she had water in the garbage can. I said, "Girl, it's not raining in your room. It's raining outside." So I was gossiping on the phone with my sister and sent her on out the room. So she came back about 5 minutes later. She said, "Mommy, look, it's a lot of water." And it really was. So I got up off the phone with my sister and went in her room. And if you can imagine a house, if the water has breached the roof and then also breached the ceiling, it's a bad leak. I spent all my money on the down payment on the house because I didn't know about down payment assistance or anything. In fact, back then, I didn't even get an inspection because my real estate agent didn't tell me to. So long story short, I was living paycheck to paycheck with my two daughters, and those repairs forced me into a financial bind where I actually just, I didn't know anything about finances. I just moved out of the house, left the repairs and everything right where they were one day, went and got me another rental townhouse, ended up with a foreclosure on my credit. And I vowed then that I wanted to be a real estate agent. Did the research and realized that real estate is a commission-based job and I had two kids, so I couldn't do it for a commission. I couldn't work for commission. I needed a steady paycheck. I was a single mom at the time, so I put it on the back burner. And then once I got my tax practice, I was financially in a place where I could now work for commission. I thought that I would just go and do get my real estate license and do something part-time on the side in between tax seasons. And the business took off and it took on a life of its own. I ended up selling my tax practice. And here I am 7 years later, 525 homes.
525 homes, which means you must have sold 20 in the last month. Because last time I met you, I think I introduced you at like 490 something.
Yeah, but so you must have been selling some things since we last met. This has been the crazy part is that I sat down this year. I really just focused on coaching. And last month I decided that I was going to come back. And just came back with a vengeance. So we have really been out in the communities marketing and came back with a boom.
So you decided you were going to come back. So you're telling me that you just have an instant on switch. You just flip the switch and it starts working. How does that happen? How do you just flip the switch and create transactions? Because most people can't create transactions when they never cut the switch off. So how does that work?
I live and breathe by my systems. So one thing is when I turn it off, I'm still closing, but I'm just not closing at the rate because, you know, you'll have people in the pipeline. So my pipeline still will close, but I'll just close at a much smaller rate, maybe one or two homes a month. But once I'm ready to get back out there, I live and breathe by my CRM. My CRM is my best friend. So I'm doing a lot of marketing through my CRM and I am a people person.
Okay.
So I make it a point to get out every day and I add 20 additional people to my CRM. I have tons of smart campaigns where I'm making sure that my smart campaigns are labeled properly. So I'm sending the proper marketing materials out to people and I'm a student. That's why before we got on here, I asked you, give me some advice. I'm always a student. So I'm always in the new communities asking the new construction builders, what can they do for the people in the communities to help them actually purchase? So I go out and I do a lot of home buying seminars at the actual new construction facilities. And when I do that, because my marketing is a machine, I can just turn my marketing on inside of my CRM, put a couple email blasts out, and I have over 15,000 people in my CRM. So once I put those marketing campaigns in there, I can get 20 people. Sorry.
Wait a minute. Let's back up for a second, because this whole conversation is about future-proofing your business.
Yes.
You're giving a master class right now on future-proofing your business.
Let me calm down.
No, it's great. Because, like, here's the deal. When you talk about future-proofing your business, most people, you don't talk about I'm adding 20 people to my database on a regular basis. They don't talk about I'm communicating with these people on a regular basis. They don't talk about I'm going out and I'm talking to builders and I'm talking to the community about what's going on. And so in this whole idea of future-proofing your business, this is nothing new for you. This is just the way that you operate. So when I made that joke about turning the switch off and turning the switch on, the switch never goes off. you just slow the switch down a little bit on the closing end, and you're always growing your database. Because that's the key. So anyway, I just said, when you said that, I got so excited.
I'm glad you paused it, because I think we could really just end the episode right there. Systems and models, database, right, lead exactly. generate, meet new people. Y'all welcome. Yeah.
And that whole thing with the systems, I'm sitting here dripping off the edge of my seat, because you're like, I'm like, dang, okay. This is true all around. And you started with the whole idea when you said systems. Mm-hmm. And that's what most of us don't have in this industry, is we don't have systems. Mm-hmm. Well, we have systems. We don't have systems that we use. We pay for a whole lot of stuff that we never use. Yes. And so I just thought that was powerful right there. Anyway. So,
well, but
I'm looking at systems a little bit differently, too, than the traditional real estate agents, because mm-hmm. I think a lot of times we use the word system and tools interchangeably, right?
Right.
So for me, my systems are how I do business, mm-hmm. my policy and procedures, and everything that I have a whole binder that details out exactly how I run every aspect of my business.
Okay.
Those are my systems. I have a buyer system, a seller system, an open house system, a lead generation system. Every portion of my business has a system. In my thought process, my CRM is a tool. My systems are how I run my business, and my tools are the things that I use to actually run my systems.
Okay. Ooh.
Well, let me ask you a question, though, Nicole. You mentioned early on in how you got into real estate, you said, I sold my tax business and then I got into real estate. So you are an entrepreneur.
By the world definition, I am an entrepreneur. What I truly am is an educator and a lover of people. If you find something that you can do and you can educate people properly on that thing and you love it while you're doing it, I think that's where the success comes from. So I wouldn't necessarily say that my success comes from me being an entrepreneur, because you can put me in any arena and the same systems, whether it's a tax business, if I'm selling shoes, if I'm selling SHIT, whatever it is that I'm selling, I'm going to sell it well, because I love people and I'm an educator. Once you get out into the communities, people don't want to be sold. Mm-hmm. People want to be educated. So once you get out into the communities and you begin to educate people, you become a subject matter expert, and you leave it all. I leave it all on a field every day, every single day. I'm out in my community. I'm speaking to the elderly people, because I understand that the people inside of our communities are passing away. The elderly people are passing away. They're leaving these homes to their grandchildren, who don't have the same respect for that property, because they weren't alive during times when getting a property was a big deal as a Black person. So they don't understand the struggles that those grandparents had to make in order to get these properties. So they just sell them right off, and they'll sell them to somebody for half of what the property is really worth, because they don't respect what our ancestors really had to do to get there. So I'm in the communities really educating people about things and stuff, success, financial literacy. So when you come from a place of education, it doesn't matter what you sell. You'll always be good at it, because you come from a place of purpose and passion. Mm-hmm. Don't follow people. Follow the process, follow the passion, follow the purpose. What's the purpose? Whenever I followed a person, I've been led astray. But when I follow a purpose, I'm successful.
I imagine that you don't only just sell houses. You probably buy some house, invest in some houses, maybe do some development. You probably dabble in other things. Tell us about some of those other things that you're doing to build your portfolio and build your wealth.
So prior to this year, I solely was focused on buying and holding, because I wanted to make sure that I was able to leave. At that time, I just had my first grandson 3 months ago. But at the time, my theory was I wanted to leave my grandkids a legacy that they always will be able to call their own. So I was buying and holding properties. I'm originally from Chicago. So we're buying buildings in Chicago and really creating a massive buy and hold portfolio. This year, what our focus has shifted to, because of the status of the inventory here in Atlanta, I am gathering. In fact, I had a call last night, our first call, where we are about to develop a subdivision. And we're going to bring in real estate agents from all over the U.S. where we're going to teach them the fundamentals of building a subdivision. We're going to have them be financial partners, and we're just going to travel place to place, developing subdivisions and teaching real estate agents how to create massive income through the monies that they earn. Because one of the things that I know for a fact, because I was this person, when I first got my real estate license, I'm getting commission checks, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000. I've got every bag. If you go in my closet, I've got every bag and every shoe that I today wish I didn't own.
Let me hold something, Nicole. Because, let me hold something.
Yeah. Because you spend thousands of dollars on that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you can't, if you go and you try and put it on Facebook Marketplace, you'll get a couple hundred dollars, if that. Mm-hmm. So now I want to teach real estate agents how to actually use their commission checks to make their money, make money for them. So that's why we created this development aspect, to teach them how to build inventory. And now you can either convert that by doing a, if you build something, you can actually flip out of it, or you can do it as a buy and hold. So we're going to teach them how to build communities. There's one community that we're currently looking to assess that we're going to actually have that community be a rental community. And within that rental community, we're going to have the people that are actually living in that community work and do different things, where now we can teach them how to actually now come from this rental community into communities that they actually own. It's a mission for us. Again, it's a purpose, and that's where we are. And we're starting to really gather real estate agents as we speak right now to do these developments with us.
That's a beautiful thing.
Home Team Inspection Service is changing the way agents and clients experience home inspections. Their team-based model, streamlined scheduling, and bundled packages, including home inspection warranties, make the process smoother from contract to closing. And with Pay at Close available in many locations, you can give your buyers more peace of mind with less upfront cost. Choose the team that works with yours. Visit HomeTeam.com to learn more.
So this is a different conversation. So who's the we?
My sister, my best friend, Janine Searcy, owns Black Girls in Real Estate. And she is an absolute, I would love for you guys to have her on this podcast. She is so super dope. There is, inside of her Black Girls in Real Estate group, there's 113,000.
I'm in there. Yep. I didn't know that was your sister. Okay.
Yeah. So there's 113,000 Black women that are in the real estate community. So we have started gathering them first. Last night on our call, we had about 65 women on the call that we're going to help them fix their credit profile if they need it. We're going to help them create their foundational business structure and then help them get the capital to help them come in and invest with us on these projects that we're actually doing.
I think it's female chauvinistic, but anyway.
So listen, last night, two guys were on the call. So we had it saying women who build, ladies that build. Right. And there were two men on the call. So immediately Janine flipped it to families who build. So the call was ladies who build. So she flipped it to families who build, because Jayco was actually on there. I think he's a Caldwell banker. And he said, now I got on this call anyway. I didn't care if y'all were talking about women, because I don't see any men doing this, so I need to be a part. How do I be a part? So we immediately changed it to family safety.
I love that.
So, come on, please help us. We need all 600 of your people to come in and help us.
Well, you know, the reason I brought that question up, Nicole, was because you talked about creating multiple streams of income as being one of the ways that we can future-proof our business. So now you're talking about developing these communities, in addition to selling homes, in addition to educating people. What other kind of streams of income could we potentially have to help us future-proof our business?
For me, just because I want to be, and I don't know if you may differ in your opinion about this than I do, but I think that in order for us to really be the subject matter expert in the business that we do every day, there are so many areas right in the real estate arena that we can develop multiple streams of income through. So I don't want to do car sales and real estate and insurance and different things. And people, I see people doing it and they're very successful at it. Fintech and then doing nursing. And then I don't personally want to do that. There are so many areas right within inside of this real estate arena that will help you be a better agent. If you understand investing, if you understand buying and holding, if you understand flipping, if you understand probate, if you understand all of those things, it's multiple ways to make money right inside of real estate. Stick to what you know, because it'll make you a more powerful agent.
I absolutely love that. And when you think about that way, we always get easily distracted with a shiny object. Yes. And the shiny objects takes us out of our gift zone. And so I absolutely love that, where, you know, we have that conversation. Yes, you can have multiple streams of income. Just work your gift zone. And instead of having multiple, and sometimes we do that, instead of having multiple streams of income, we end up with multiple ways of going broke. which is something different. You know what? Here's one thing. Like, and I've been listening to you, and I listened to you about building. I listened to you about multiple streams of income. I listened to you about systems. Well, we're in 2024 right now. So what is it that you're doing differently, or what have you tweaked at this point that's going to help you future-proof your business better than the things that you've done in the past? It's a different age, because, and you're a baby in this business. And so you have a different insight, because really things have really rolled pretty well since you've been in this business. Now we come into that tight time. So what are you doing a little bit? What are you tweaking to just future-proof your business?
The first thing is, and this is just transparency. I feel like y'all are my uncle, Julius, my cousin. So I can be transparent with you. And God dealt with me about this, so I can speak transparently about it. I got really cocky at a point when I got right at that, like, 300.
Welcome to the club.
Real cocky. And God has a way of humbling you to let you know it's not you, it's all him, right? So with inside of that, now I'm the biggest student this year, because this is a market. I came into a market that was booming. I don't know this market. People that have been in this business 20, 30 years know this market. So as opposed to me going out saying, I'm the coach, I'm the coach, I'm the coach. Let me coach you on how I did it. I'm the student, I'm the student, I'm the student. I'm now more so putting myself in circles with people like you, people who have been in this business so long that they've seen these ebbs and flows, and they know how to rebound. Because if you've been in this business 20 years and you're still in, you've seen so much that you know how to rebound. So I'm surrounding myself with those people. I'm reading more books than I ever have. And more importantly, I'm outside. If you think that you're going to be successful in this market and you're behind a computer all day typing emails and on social media, I haven't even posted on social media in 2 or 3 weeks, and I put $3 million under contract last week. But it was because I'm outside, and I'm not, this is going to sound terrible, and I'm sorry, but I'm not outside networking with real estate agents. I see the same real estate agents at every week. They have 7 different real estate events where it's all real estate agents. Your clients are not in that room. You go to one of those events and you go to 5 other events. So I'm outside every day, all day. My husband is an agent as well. He's outside. And the thing that I think that we're doing more so than ever to make sure that we future-proof our business, we are heavily relied on technology. Technology is different now. You can build your systems out, and you can build your technology out to do a lot of the heavy lifting for you. You should be lead genning in your sleep, and you can only do that if you have a bots and you have the right tools inside of. As soon as somebody comes to my website, I'm capturing their name, their email address, and their phone number, and the next day I'm following up with them. I'm being more than ever, I'm also client focused. When people say they're in their bag, my bag is my clients. So I'm showing up to 5 of my clients' homes every single week. I do at least 5 clients, and I'm going with them. And it's not expensive. I'm taking them a $2 scratch off with a thank you card. And in fact, I've got my thank you cards right here, just so you guys can see. Here are my thank you cards. I take them these thank you cards. It was really hot last week, so I took everybody Dairy Queen cards, $10 Dairy Queen. All 5 of them got a $10 Dairy Queen card inside of this thank you card. So I'm being very intentional about building relationships, and that's what I'm doing differently.
You know what? Cool. We're going to obviously have to have you back because you have educated us on systems and models. You're talking about technology. You're talking about Legion. You're talking about networking. You're talking about education. You're talking about events. Right. You're talking about building relationships. All of these things are pertinent to building a big business and future-proofing your business, because to be able to be like Nicole, where you can turn it on and turn it off, because I want to turn it back a little bit. But you're doing a lot of things very systematically that other people are not doing. I love that you're focusing on relationships. And you did say, I'm not doing coaching. I want to learn and be the coach. But you do coach. You have a coaching business. Yes. Tell us about it.
So I coach agents, and I have prided myself on making my coaching program extremely affordable. My coaching program is $209 a month, and we meet every Thursday night. As you guys can see, I'm extremely long-winded. It's supposed to be Tuesday nights, from 7:30 to 9 o'clock. We never end up getting off until 10. What makes me different than other coaches, it's hard to tie yourself to people's results, but because I want to see people successful, I am not the average coach where I get off on Tuesdays and my students don't call me. It's more taxing for me, but I'm coaching on lead generation. I'm coaching on systems. I'm coaching on the tools that they need to be successful. But more importantly, right now, the coaching students that I have been taking on lately, mentally, they're beat up. This market has beaten our agents up.
Yes.
And mentally in a place that's unstable.
Yeah.
And now I'm doing more coaching with mindset, because I can teach you systems. That's the easy part. But if you can't get out your own way in your mind, the systems and the tools and the lead generation is irrelevant. So I'm building people right now. I'm in a space of really building people and helping people heal from trauma. My coaching program is completely different. We heal trauma. We heal the mindset. We help people grow. And once you get the ultimate real estate system.
Okay. Okay.
And we say the ultimate real estate system because of that. We want to help you heal the mindset. We want to help you heal the trauma. We want to help you get to a healthy place in your mind. And I'm not a coach by any means, but I'm a psychologist or a psychiatrist by any means. But life has beat me up so much that I know how to finagle my way back to a healthy mindset. So we have psychiatrists that do come in and talk to our coaching students on Tuesday night. We have therapists that come in, when we have people that have had death in their families. I really love my students, for real. So I have people that will come in and talk to them about death and different things, because if you don't heal the mind, there's no way you can go out and be successful as an agent.
That's beautiful.
100% true.
And that comes back to what you asked me for a word, and I told you, I talked to you about emotion, right? Keep your emotions between the lines.
Yes.
Yeah. Keep your emotions. That's about keeping your emotions between the lines. It's going to happen. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Yes.
And you have to what your coach is doing, helping people keep their emotions between the line, and then come back to logic and make better decisions. So I love that program.
Mm-hmm. So Nicole.
And by the way, I got something to tell y'all, Julie. Y'all gonna stop putting me in the uncle category where y'all make me seem like I'm old.
We're probably the same age. I'm 52.
You ain't the same age. So we ain't the same age, but y'all gonna stop doing that. I just want y'all to know that.
Not much older than 52. It's because you try to make yourself be old. That's why.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Y'all the one tell me. Y'all done gave me all kinds of names. Papa E. I can take the uncle, but when somebody called me Papa,
I'm like, Papa E.
Papa E. I'm like, wait a minute. You 49. I can't be nobody's Papa like I'm an old man.
But Nicole, listen, we were going to call this future-proofing your business, but I think we might just call this episode Nicole Ambrose, right? Because you are teaching us all the things,
right?
Really. What do you think? Of course, like I mentioned, everyone who is listening knows this podcast is called The Color of Money. The whole purpose of this podcast is to help Black people, people of color, or anyone who wants to tune in and listen, earn more, learn more, and build wealth. Along those lines, with all the things that you've been saying, what do you think is the most important thing that would help people on that journey to earn more, learn more, and build wealth?
Collaborate and continue to be a student of your craft. Collaboration is it, because there's no way that I can learn as much as I need to learn at the pace that I need to learn it to be successful. The way that people that are extremely successful get to be successful, the people that are at the top of their game, they have people around them that are better than them that help push them up. Or you have people who understand what I understand, that Julia, I need you. You have knowledge that I don't need. Uncle, Papa E, whatever we want to call you today. I need you. You have an experience that, and you have knowledge that I don't have. So I want to tell you, I want to be a servant for you. How can I help you? How can whatever I have benefit you? And in turn, I like to be around people who have that same thought process. Mm-hmm. So that's it. Just collaboration. Okay. Let's feed each other.
Hence why I met you at the collaboration over competition event. That's right. Wonderful. And Rick, what are the final things you want to ask Nicole or say before we sign off on this episode today?
Well, I just want to say, Nicole, it has been a pleasure. We have to have another episode. I love your energy. I love your spirit.
And, I told you.
What you're saying is what this audience is required to hear. Because, again, when we talk about collaboration, we talk about systems, we talk about tools, we talk about models, we talk about thinking outside the box, we talk about being a student. You know, that's what this game is really all about. And you, particularly when you're talking about future-proofing your business, it's not one thing in particular. It's a collage of ideas, thoughts, high habits, and people. To future-proof your business. So thank you so much for sharing with
us. Absolutely.
Thank you.
What's the one thing you want people to take away, Nicole?
The one thing that I want people to take away is that your limitation is only in your mind. If you can for one moment just get out of that limiting belief in your head and really just get out and go into go mode, there is somebody that's waiting for you that is going to help you get to the next level. You just have to believe that you can. This subdivision, it's no way that a girl like me, a Black girl from Chicago that has been through the trauma that I've been through, should even be contemplating building a subdivision. But if I see Julia do it, if I see Big E do it, I can do it too. So get out your head today. Get out your head. Trust you. Trust your gut. And if you see it in your head, go do it.
I love that. That is beautiful. And on that note, friends, I'm going to thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Color of Money podcast with none other than Nicole Ambrose Extraordinaire. We will be having her back for sure. I want to thank everyone for tuning in, and y'all go out and have a fabulous day. Take care, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Follow the Color of Money podcast today and get notified when new episodes are released weekly.
Be part of this transformative listening experience.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.